Hi everyone, I'm Jeff Dunham.
Greetings, infidels! I am Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
I have a question for you, Ahmed.
I am all ears without actual ears.
All right, who's your favorite cartoon character?
Is this a trick question?
No, seriously, who is it?
Tigger.
Tigger, as in Winnie the Pooh?
Yes, and Eeyore, he was so sad.
And Piglet?
Don't be an idiot!
Sorry.
Whatever, what is the point of this?
What if you, Ahmed, were animated?
Me? A cartoon?
Right.
Like Tigger?
Sure.
That would be fantastic.
Then wish for it.
What?
Make a wish.
Oh, like I wish I were animated?
Perfect. Hi, everybody. I am Tinker Bubba.
What the?
Hi, Tinker Bubba.
Howdy. Did I hear someone make a wish?
Yep, that was Ahmed.
A wish? What wish?
You said you wished to be intoxicated.
No, animated.
Oh, well, I can do that too.
This is ridiculous.
What happened to me? Why do I look like this?
Thank you, Tinker Bubba.
You're welcome.
You infidel fairy.
Toot toot for now. Gotta fly.
You tricked me.
You got your wish.
And why am I like this?
It's for your new animated special, Ahmed Saves America. Enjoy the show.
Come back, Tinker Bubba!
Phone call while I'm riding? Oh, I have coverage all the way out here, and not a cell tower in sight.
Yes, yes, what?
Ahmed, why are you still alive?
Nice talking to you two.
We're of torture!
I should have heard a big boom by now. You've worked for us for 3 years, and you still haven't killed Infidel One. I swear, you are the worst terrorist in the whole non-Muslim world.
I am not. As a devout non-Muslim, I am offended by that.
Are you forgetting you blew up a training camp? The only thing left was the monkey bars.
Oh, please. We are so much better than them.
Do not worry, Hassan. I will get it right this time.
Ahmed, focus! You're not losing your nerve, are you?
No! Are you kidding? I'd be crazy not to want to kill myself.
Then tell me why you are doing this mission.
Because you told me to.
Wrong answer! Why?
Because I hate the infidel.
And why do you hate the infidel?
Because you told me to.
Right answer! So don't screw this up.
Why do you treat me like a fool? The bomb is ready to go!
Oops. Huh? Hey.
I'm alive! I failed! Son of a female dog! Well, it obviously can't get any worse than this. What the Hezbollah? Let me go, you flying jackal! Release me at once! Clutch me again! I was kidding! Well, that used to hurt. Wait! Where is this aluminum devil taking me? No! Death to America!
Phil. Terrorist log, heat date 73.13. I have arrived in the land of the infidels. It will only be a matter of time until...
Oh, boy. I don't know what that was, but it made a doozy of a noise.
I hope we hit something cool, and then this day wouldn't be a total loss.
Whatever. Everyone's at the mall except me, and now my life is over.
Well, I know we hit something, but darn if I know what it was.
Turn around, asshat.
Is that what we hit?
Whoa, is he dead?
Can't we go now?
No, honey, we have to help him.
Here you go, buddy. You're fine. You're gonna
Wait,
be fine.
Stop.
Let me give you a
what
hand
are you
with
doing?
That. Huh, that is a hand.
Get your hands off of me.
Ooh, the diaper goes on top, right?
Wait a minute.
That's a knee.
I
that's
don't
another
even touch
knee.
Myself there.
That's a...
What are you doing?
Third knee.
Stop touching me! You put my ass in front!
I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
I guess we should exchange insurance in for me. Ooh. Oh, that looks like ours.
Oh! Ew.
Can we get you to a doctor or something?
I want nothing to do with you! How I wish that evil airplane had never carried me from my homeland to this wretched America of yours!
Mom, did you hear that? He said he just flew here. Maybe he's our exchange student.
Yeah. Claude, the French kid we missed at the airport.
I hate you and I hate this country.
Oh yeah, he's French. We better stop him. Excuse me, sorry to bother you.
What? What devil is this?
Bill, no.
Bill? Seriously? You give your dogs people names? What did you name your kids? Bubbles and Cujo?
Billy, off! I'm sorry, he just likes you.
Oh, great. When does the humping start?
By any chance, are you Claude?
Of course I am Claude. I'm Claude, scratched, beaten, licked, and humped. But mostly, I am Claude.
So you're saying you're Claude?
Yes, you stupid American infidel.
That's wonderful.
What?
Claude, we are your host family, the Wilsons, and we're so happy you're here.
Are you infidels friendly, or idiots, or just friendly idiots?
Sorry about the mix-up at the airport, but that is all over now. Let's get you to your new home.
You're taking me to your cave?
Well, I do have a man cave. It's the garage.
Is he naked?
Try not to make him feel bad, okay, honey? He's probably poor. Let's get you a hot meal first.
We have the foreigner. Can we please go to the mall?
Mold myself. First season of Homeland Style among the enemy. The hated ones. These people who call themselves real sin are cunning, though. They insist on treating me with respect and feeding me an obscene amount of food that I can barely keep down.
I have the same problem.
Is in terrible shape, and their lives are filled with emptiness and failure. Yet they don't take the obvious route of blowing themselves and everyone around them up. What's up with that?
I just work on the assembly line now, but my dream is to design the cars. Like this.
This is a gas-guzzling, obnoxious testament to everything the rest of the world hates about America.
Exactly! It'll be a huge seller and save the company. If only my boss would look at it.
He will, because it's perfect, honey. Just like you.
These are nothing like the Americans I was taught to hate.
Which makes me hate them more.
Plus, I had no idea women could drive.
Well, this is your home for the summer, Claude. It's cozy, but we love it.
I am nauseated by the evil stench of decadence.
He did it.
Now, Kevin.
Don't pick on our guest. He's had a long day. You know, he was hit by a minivan. Why don't you and your sister go toss the football or something?
Fine.
I'm going to Angie's.
Don't ignore your phone.
It's not the phone I ignore.
Kids today.
In my land, they would have both been stoned by now.
That's right. You French kids start drinking early, don't you?
Wayne, remember our surprise?
Oh, sure. Be right back.
So now that I am deep in the bowels of the enemy, I will make it my mission to explode out Enrique's steaming vengeance. But how and when?
Ta-da!
Ah! Are you Catholic?
No, we're American.
Claude, you got here just in time for our town's 100th birthday celebration. And it's tomorrow!
Ginny's in charge of the parade and the fireworks.
It's going to be some show.
Fireworks? Explosions? Large crowds?
We'll fix your room up, Claude.
You go ahead. I'll just be here innocently plotting and scheming.
This is going to be easier than I thought. Stupid Americans. They always leave their dynamite just lying around.
Let me go! I kill you! Stop! Stop that! I cannot be murderous when I am being tickled! I kill you!
I've been working on my big bomb all the dead long night. Dear diary, my bomb is complete. Tomorrow I will get my revenge on these people who have been so nice to me.
Here's a soft pillow.
How I hate them.
Is it hypoallergenic?
Just like you asked.
Yes, thank you, evil American monster she-woman.
You French have such colorful words for everything. Oh, are you writing a book?
Yes, it is a book of humorous observations about small-town life, like the kind by your famous instigator of suicide, Garrison Keillor.
That's nice. Nighty-night now.
Nighty-night, nighty-nights.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
I don't have a bomb.
You're not fooling me, kid. I know why you're here.
Is that so? Well, la 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 la.
My parents brought you here just to make me look bad.
La 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 la.
I can't compare to how cool you are. You're from France and all. I hate you.
Oh, really? I hate you too.
My dad thinks I should be playing football, but I don't want to do that. I'm good at other stuff, secret stuff I've never even told my parents about.
You wish to lie with another boy of your gender?
No! I want to be a ventriloquist.
A what?
You know, a ventriloquist. I have a dummy. I make it talk, we tell jokes in front of big audiences, and get big laughs.
That is a job?
Yes!
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Seriously, who is going to pay to see anyone do that crap?
But I'm good at it. I've been practicing with my new dummy. Ha ha, da-da-da-da! Little Jeff!
Hiya, Claude!
That toy is possessed with a human spirit! I pound your face with a shoe, which is the worst thing you can do to someone in my country for some reason that no one has ever explained to anyone.
Hey, what's wrong with you? I'm sorry I said anything to you. This is gonna be a long summer.
Or a short one.
Phew, it's only you. I thought you were Jessica Chastain.
Who's that?
She was the crazy bitch in The Help. What are you doing here?
I was, like, out with my boyfriend, now my ex-boyfriend. Ugh, I hate him. I wish he was dead.
Does he live within a 20-mile radius of tomorrow's parade?
Please don't tell Mom and Dad.
The place where my lips once were is sealed.
They never liked him anyway. They think I have, like, bad taste in guys.
You? No. Don't be so hard on your...
Wow. I felt something just now.
Well, that was my detonator. Bomb, penis, nothing!
You're so funny.
Gracias.
And I love your French accent.
Cassidy, are you home?
Gotta go. I'll love you till I die.
Stay within the 20-mile radius.
Good night, Cassidy.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Ginny.
Why are you screaming at me when I'm lying right next to you?
Sorry, honey.
Good night, little Jeff. Good night, Ezri Diddy.
Silence!
Good night, Mom.
Great job, Mom.
Thanks. And don't you two look nice?
Yeah, I got this shirt at the...
It's almost time for the show to start. Kevin, do you know where Claude is?
No, Mom, I don't. Claude, where's Claude? Everybody loves the French guy.
He was in the car with us. He had on this great French cologne. It smelled like sawdust and fertilizer.
Here we are! Almost there! Nobody help or touch me, please. Also, please turn off all cell phones.
Claude, you look so patriotic.
Yes, and this patriotism is giving me a glow in my heart and a pain in my neck. Ow!
Jenny, the town square looks great. This event will be just the thing to turn around our town spirit and get me reelected. Or you're fired. Just kidding. Not really.
Mayor McEwen, this is Claude, our French exchange student.
Bonjour, Claude. Comment allez-vous? Bienvenue sur Americaville, Claude. J'espère que vous avez pour apprécier votre séjour jusqu'ici.
Où est le toilette fromage?
Oh, that's cute. Whoa! What the hell?
Holy crap! Pardon my French.
Hey, Jenny. Nice shindig. A little low-key, if you ask me. I mean, where's the eagle? Nothing says kick-ass like a flag with wings that go, America!
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 Claude, these are our neighbors, the Andersons. Chet and Ev, this is Claude.
Nice to meet you, Claude.
You know, I usually don't like you Frenchies, but in your case, I'll make an exception.
Don't be an idiot. I hate the French.
Well, then we are going to be simpatico. That's Mexican for I wet your back, you wet mine.
Such a delightful racist.
I like you.
We just set an example, Chet. Carl Zimmer, we're not all teabagging wingnuts like him, Claude.
Yeah, and we're not all freedom-hating, owl-kissing, gunless lesbians like this guy. America!
Please, can't you two get along? Very soon, none of this will matter. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to the little French boy's room.
Hurry back! You don't want to miss the show.
My show will leave a bigger impression. Five minutes to blow time. I should totally tweet that. Justin Bieber is going to be in Portland!
And in the centennial spirit, suits at Stan McEwen's Wide and Tall are on sale for $100. Supply is limited, suits may have been pre-worn. Now, we have a very special guest here today. Somewhere, right?
I don't know where he... There he is! Claude, up here!
A big hand for our new friend from France, everyone!
Hello. You don't know me from a hole in the ground, but get ready! Bye now, TTFU!
Oh, no. You're not going anywhere, our new friend.
Help! I am being illegally detained by a large black man who is dressed very nicely!
You big silly. We have something for you.
Oh, good. I have something for you, too. You first.
America is a nation of foreigners, and you're our first legal one. And now, Raoul's Gardening Service would like to give you a 21 leaf blower salute.
That's why we're all here! To thank you and welcome you!
People are all so moronically cheerful.
Now, to help celebrate Claude's arrival, put your hands together for American Idol Season 9 Hollywood Round, almost semi-finalist, Ronnie Huntingchurch!
Well, this is for you, Claude.
A million years ago, when Columbus sailed the sea, he hadn't planned on the place he'd land on would still be brave and free. We've welcomed the Irish, the Chinaman and Jew, but let me say, on behalf of the USA, there's no better foreigner
afraid. I can't be crying. I must have shrapnel in my eye.
You're the quill in Jefferson's hand. Your patented Custer's last stand. George Washington's teeth, the great Toby Keith. You put the heart in Heartland. And we say to you, with pride soon to bust, we pray to our God, but it's in Claude that we trust.
You trust me? What the fatwa? The guys have it all wrong. You are the best infidels ever. Where I am from, no one is nice. They stay in their caves, knee-deep in camel poop, covering their wives so they look like Pac-Man ghosts.
That's France for you.
I love this country. Life to America! Oh! I'll be right back. That really hurt.
You'll get used to it.
Where is that bomb? It's always in the last place you look. Ow! There you are. Huh? You actual literal son of a bitch! No! That is not a squeaky bomb! Give me that bomb! I have to save the people I wanted to kill a minute ago! Oh, the things I have to do. Billy, look what I have for you. It's your favorite. Femur! Go get it, Bill! Phew, that was close. That's a pretty big button. Oh. I bet this looks awesome from down there!
Oh. He really loves America.
I sure hope so.
America! I love you!
Still love it! Loving it a little less.
I'm at Americaville General Hospital, where an entire town is holding a vigil for someone they just met this morning. A brave little boy from France named Claude.
Help is burning.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
Well, he displays no vital signs whatsoever. The technical term for that is dead.
Golly, that sounds serious.
He's waking up. My boyfriend's waking up.
The wire that's blue will not hurt you. The wire that's red will make us dead.
Shh. I think he's trying to tell us something.
The bomb on the bus goes bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, boom. Bing, bang, bang, bada, bada, bing, bing. Hey, everybody. Oh, the pain. It's making me say things only sung at terrorist camp.
Well, that's the most we can expect from him right now, I'm afraid.
We should leave him now. He needs his rest.
Mom, I guess you'll need someone to take Claude's spot in the parade. I've been working on something.
Parade? I can be in a real American parade where people wait all night to get great seats to watch other people walk? Count me in! Sorry.
I thought you were dead.
It's a miracle.
I declare this centennial parade started!
Claude.
You've inspired the entire town.
Thank you. I don't have to blow up again, do I?
Congratulations, Claude. In the words of Michelle Obama, for the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
Yes, we heard her say that.
That is when we recruited her.
She is the true American.
Yes, and her hair is actually straight.
Son, you're the real hero. 210% American.
You people suck at mathematics. I love it.
Claude, Dave Chester, CNN.
CNN? I love you guys. You're the Borders books of cable networks.
Claude, you've only been here 2 days, and you've already been hit by a truck, gotten blown up, rolled down a hill in a fiery dumpster.
And I've tried curly fries.
So how do you like our country?
Well, I'm in America, so I won't tell you how I feel. I will sing, just like those 30-year-old teenagers on that bafflingly beloved TV show, Glee. I love to hate watch it. When I was merely 4 years old, there was nothing I thought greater than to turn this nation you call home into a giant smoking crater. But like Miley Cyrus and her bong, or Brett Favre texting all night long, or Mitt Romney's awful sing-along.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong. I was wrong.
I see no drones.
Yes, I was wrong.
Obamaphone.
And so unconscious and half dead, I wrote this song.
It was this scene.
You folks are quite easily suckered, but your heart's where it belongs. I don't know why I can't deny that I was wrong. Running water, girls gone wild. No bomb strapped to any child. I am beguiled.
America!
Yeah, what he said. So much food you throw away! So much TV filled with gay! I love you, Project Runway, so I canceled my fatwa! Cause I was wrong!
Oh, he was wrong!
Yes, I was wrong!
So very wrong!
About America, I say that I was wrong,
wrong, wrong, wrong!
When I look across your faces, be they Wilsonburg or Chong, I must admit I am a twit and I was wrong! Oh, I'll miss my friend the sniper, and my flea-infested cave. I'll sort of miss my second chance to have an early grave. But even though you're filled with sin, like blindside you all took me in. A foreigner who has no skin.
Ah!
Get away from him, he's mine!
I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong! Yes, you're dim and rather simple, and you shouldn't wear a thong! But it's clear I shall stay here, for I was wrong, wrong, wrong. Yes, it is clear I shall stay here where I belong.
All right, you can do it just as once.
America!
Good night, Claude.
Good night, Cassidy.
Good night, Claude.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Claude.
Good night, Kevin's creepy dead-eyed boy doll.
Shut up!
Okay. Good night, America.
Shit! You're gonna crash this thing!
We're already late, thanks to you. Hurry up!
Well, I'm sorry, my flip-flop blew out.
Well, then you're gonna be left behind. I wanna make sure Claude sees me cheering him on. Hey there, Carl. Nice view, huh?
It's all right.
So, any room up there for...
No, no, Chet, not really. I've been waiting here all morning.
Look, can you help a friend out?
I could help you, but then you'd come to depend on that help, like a welfare queen.
God dang it, what the hell is doing?
Hey, boss, check it out. It has dual quad carbs like an original muscle car, but I designed it to sit on a chassis of our existing midsize, so you'd only have to make a few tweaks on the assembly line to...
Yeah, whatever. You think maybe later I could have my picture taken with the French kid?
Sure, but maybe then can you look at the...
I'll definitely think about it, Wayne. Can we Photoshop Claude in with the CEO, do you think?
I guess.
Yeah, great, great. I gotta pee.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mayor Stan McEwen. I'm not sure what we're in store for today, but I know it will be special. It is my honor to present the chairwoman of my re-election campaign, Mrs. Jenny Wilson.
Hello, everyone. I know you're waiting for the main event, so I'll just read from these prepared remarks written by our special guest. Good afternoon, my cherished new American fiends.
Friends! Friends!
Sorry. It says fiends here.
That is a typo, and not a Freudian slip reflecting something I used to believe with every fiber of my being.
Go on.
I hope you will appreciate the wonderful surprise I hate for you.
Have.
And I hope it will kill you.
Thrill. More typos. Stupid autocorrect. Am I right? Maybe we should skip.
Right, right. Well, clearly I'm not very good at this. So, let me hand over the program to the reason we're all here today. Americaville's new favorite son, your friend and mine, Claude!